Hello, friends, and welcome to week one of Advent. It's finally here, and this is where we begin our journey together. We're going to begin with meditating on the first reason for the incarnation, and that is that Jesus came to save us. The truth is, we all need a savior, and we all need saving. And that's actually very hard for us to admit, because I think we like to think that we can handle it, that we can, you know, pull on some strength to actually earn our way or put in enough effort to make up for what's lacking. But the truth is, friends, we can't. We can't. There are places that we are lacking. There is original sin. There is a reality that we do have an enemy. If we look back in scripture and we look back to Eden, we see that Adam and Eve were made for union with God. This was his original intention, was that we would be one, that we wouldn't have all the struggle and the strife and the pain and the sorrow. That was never God's intention. But there was an enemy who came in and began to make suggestions to Adam and Eve. And I would say that is mirrored in our own lives, that I think all of us, when we look interiorly, we can feel those same echoes of the lies that the enemy is suggesting to us, where we question, is God really good? Is he holding out on me? And I think as a result of answering that question, I'm not sure, or we doubt that, we end up going to other things to fill God's place. And when we do that, there is a break in the relationship, just as we saw in the garden. And there's also a break in our hearts, where we stop going to the source of life, where we stop going to the one who can actually satisfy us, and we go to other things. And whenever we do that, we're gonna be left in pain, in isolation, and we're gonna feel the deep ache. This week, as we meditate on the various parts that in our hearts we need a savior, I also want us to meditate on the fact that Jesus is who he says he is. He really is a savior. He really is strong enough to come into every dark place and shine his light. He really is powerful enough to break the bonds of sin and addiction and all the places where we are lost. This is the good news of the gospel, is that we aren't actually lost. That Jesus has already come and is offering us all that we need to be in deep relationship with him and experience the love and union that our hearts were made for. This is an important part of the spiritual life, is that when we actually recognize that we can't do it, that we have to surrender these places where we've been striving and where we depend on ourselves and where we think we can do it, and we actually release that and surrender and open our heart to the saving power of God in our life. There are places where we are utterly lost without Jesus, and we're not able to cross that chasm. There's no working harder or striving or any amount of effort that we can put in to solve that problem. But here's the thing, Jesus can. We need a savior, and thank God we have one. So this week, we're going to be entering into the mysteries of how Jesus wants to come and save us. Because although he came on earth to save us from our sin problem, there are also specific areas where you and I that are unique to us, where there is brokenness in our hearts and where we need the saving power of God. So friends, the invitation for this week is to allow this concept of Jesus coming to save us from our sins and set us free to move from our head to our heart, for it to become a real and personal encounter with the saving power of Christ. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we welcome you here into this moment and into our week as we meditate on the power of your saving work in our life. We ask, Lord Jesus, that this would move from our head to our heart, that you truly would come into the places of darkness, of pain, of sorrow, of sin, of addiction and bondage, that you would come and save us and set us free. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I look forward to being with you next week. God bless you.